As the pressure from power against us increases in intensity, we embrace our fluidity individually, tribally, interregionally, internationally. Though the individual is the basic unit of our political organization for and in freedom, we respond to and respect each other. We think through as individuals what makes sense for the application of our energy, and then we follow through. Utah Phillips used to say, I paraphrase, that having identifiable leaders was a fool's tactic. It meant that when that person, those people, got arrested, the mobilization, whatever it was about originally, became a defense committee to get them out of jail. Obviously, power is willing to play that game with us ad infinitum. But his object lesson also means not only no leaders, but no defense committees, only individual acts of conscience and love, supporting the people we love when we are moved to, but no taking our eyes off that prize. And three prizes, actually. We have utilitarianism is totalitarian, but the principle of utility, that one, and utilitarianism is not one of the prizes, so it didn't sound like that. But the principle of utility, that one that Bentham so loved, has no allegiance to any particular cause. It is a key principle of strategy. It simply means that we have thought through the chain of steps that lead from any particular act to our intended ultimate effect. And that would be three effects, three prizes, an annual. I guess the big prize is we got our lives back globally, but on the way, three prizes, an annual to coincide with May Day seems best. Doing so saves time discussing it. One-day global general strike, to roll into a series of such when the time is right. Continuous, key, suppressed conversations, perhaps using the reflections of 3.7 that we're doing in each of our Raise Up Love shows, these shows, as guide with the broader community, conversations with the broader community. And then last prize, regaining, big prize, regaining our will, our self, our soul, practicing soul sufficiency. This last is a bigger deal than we've heretofore credited it as being, because up to now, we haven't made conscious and discussed child-rearing as power's key political strategy. Alice is helping us see the degree to which obedience, submission to authority, has been trained into each one of us under class. So we'll have to get creative in unlearning it and ask for the support of our cores, our heart, our collective selves to accomplish it. Possible things to try. Role playing, which means putting into our bodies the feeling of being centered, of staying centered when pit bull agents confront us. Making, and this could be represented in many ways, that inner empathic object that we are determined to defend against all incursions against it. And it's it is true. It feels like that. Once you create yourself, which is reclaiming yourself, you're protective of it. That's what she means when she says, would not let it go for any price. And then sharing our stories with our cores. And by that, I mean the tribe, our group, at times set aside for doing this. But your creativity and your creativity shines way further than I can see for coming up with more. All of the above minimizes the opportunities for agents to unsettle us, unseat us. But I suspect that nothing will help so much as our group discussions of Alice. Points that she will make today we first encountered in this space on May 18th, 2014. In which we asked if we can see how our training in what gets seen, recognized, given attention, rewarded, gets translated into reality, the belief that only mind matters. Would that not help us become more conscious authors of our own lives. And so I posted that MP3, that audio file, Self-Betrayal, to the blog page with the Understanding Feelings PDF. And I encourage folks to check it out again. Can't get enough, can't get too much of Alice.